Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Peeper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949. Well, even though some nearby live cattle futures contracts managed to close higher yesterday, market still has not been able to find solid support. It's Friday with a strong potential for a market bounce after another brutal week. Cash cattle trades recorded at mostly a dollar higher, although it was mostly steady here in our part of the country this week. But trade did begin to waver in some cases, with trades taking place at less than that. Although packer margins are very strong at over $880 per head, they are unwilling to pay more for cattle due to the continued weakness of boxed beef. Cutouts, the choice cuts were down $2.28, with select down $1.72 yesterday. Hog futures broke through support and continue to fall. The glimmer of hope from stronger cash yesterday was on Wednesday and was erased yesterday as the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report fell $3.29. Adding to that was the weakness of cutouts as those prices fell $1.07. Wheat futures markets are mixed early today, with Kansas City and Chicago higher and Minneapolis lower a bit. Since Stats Canada's surprisingly large all wheat ending stocks at midweek, Minneapolis futures have crumbled, falling nearly 50 cents per bushel in the past 4 days. While traders feel that abandoned spring wheat acres will move sharply higher, that may not be reflected until the September 30th report. Paris milling wheat futures are again lower and in less than 1 month has plunged 10 euros per ton. Corn futures are modestly higher early today ahead of the release of the much-anticipated September WASDE report. That report's expected to see a mild bump up in either yield or acreage or both. The average trade estimate, according to the Dow Jones Survey of Traders, is for corn yield to be 175.5 bushels per acre. Soybean futures are just slightly higher to begin the day today, following yesterday's 9-cent lower close on November, with vegetable oil markets mixed to begin, but palm oil, bean oil, and canola all pressured by the soy complex with lower closes yesterday. We'll check all the futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, October live cattle up 65 cents. Yesterday, 123.75. December up 15, 128.80. September feeder cattle down 30 cents, 155.75. October's down 2 cents, 159.20. And the October hogs down $1.90, 85.47. Kansas City, hard red winter wheat. Well, the December is down 22 cents at 682 and 3 quarters. March down 21 and 3 quarters at 692. Chicago wheat, December down 17 and a quarter at 692 and a quarter. March is down 18 and 3 quarters at 702. December corn down a quarter penny, 510. March is down a half, 519 and a quarter. November soybeans down 9 cents, 1270 and a half. And January's down 10 cents at 1278 and 3 quarters.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.